Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. This is our weekly space to pause, breathe, and reconnect our teacher hearts to the God who calls us, equips us, and walks with us into the classroom every single day. And just like always, I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher who's as flawed and messy as they come, just trying to let God work through me. Because faith isn't something you only talk about on Sundays. It's something you live out Monday through Friday, right there in the classroom. So, before we jump in, let me remind you why this little Sunday space exists, y'all. See, teaching isn't just academics. It's emotional. It's spiritual. It's heart work. And this weekly reflection is where scripture, well, it meets real classroom life, where God's stories become teacher stories, where his wisdom meets your Monday morning, and where Jesus's presence, it meets your students' needs. No matter where you teach, public or private, it's about grounding yourself, refocusing your spirit, and remembering that you do not walk into your classroom alone. Jesus is always there, preparing the way. Now, before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is my healthy father-in-law. Now, he's moving into a new place, and I'm going to be going and helping him move. And honestly, just seeing him doing well. He has a fiance. My mother-in-law passed away several years ago, and he has, in that time, has met or been reacquainted with a woman from a long time ago before he was married, and just he's very happy, doing well. He's moving into a new place. I'm just so thankful for his health. I'm also thankful for trucks. They're versatile for hauling, moving, helping people out, and they make life so much easier, y'all. Third thing I'm thankful for, stomach pills like Lactaid, because without them, dairy and I would not be friends. But with them, I can enjoy some good stuff again. All right, well, let's jump into today's story. Today's episode is called Deborah, Leading with Wisdom and Courage. That's our story. That's our episode today. So let's jump in. Our verse today comes from Judges chapter 4, where we read, Deborah, prophetess, the wife of Lappidoth, was leading Israel at that time. Judges chapter 4, verse 4. Now, I'm still learning. I'm not someone who's super... I've had it's an interesting relationship with the Bible where I'm still kind of getting comfortable getting into it, getting comfortable with some of the names, getting comfortable with some of the stories that are new to me, and doing some research preparing for these podcasts, these Sunday School for Teachers, pushing myself out of my comfort zone, because while I deeply love Jesus, I'm very passionate about my faith. It's the Bible is not something that has always come necessarily easy for me, and that's where I'm challenging myself with learning about some stories and trying to connect them to the classroom and the teaching. So let's take this. Scripture here. Let me talk about it here. So Israel, it was being oppressed by a cruel king named Jabin, who ruled from Hazor. Now, his military commander was Sisera, a fierce warrior with 900 iron chariots, the tank of the ancient, the tanks of the ancient world, right? And in the middle of this crisis, God raised up a leader named Deborah, a prophetess, a judge, and a woman of incredible wisdom and courage. See, her husband was named Lappidoth. And while we don't know much about him, here's what we do know. Deborah was respected, she was sought out, and clearly appointed by God. Now, people came to Deborah seeking out things like guidance, wisdom, and justice. In a world where leadership was dominated by men, Deborah stood out. Steady, courageous, discerning, deeply attuned to God's voice. Now, one day, Deborah called for Barak, a military commander. She told him God's instructions clearly. She said, "Take 10,000 men and go. God will give Sisera into your hands." But Barak was nervous. It was a scary mission. So he said, "I will go, but only if you go with me." And Deborah didn't hesitate. She said, "I will surely go with you." And she did. See, she marched into danger with Barak, and she went to the front lines. She stood where God was calling her to stand, even when it meant stepping into fear. And in the end, God delivered Israel. Sisera was defeated, the people were freed, and Deborah wrote a powerful song of praise into Judges 5, celebrating what God had done. Deborah's leadership is one of the most striking stories in the entire Old Testament, y'all. It's a story of discernment, courage, humility, partnership. And y'all, it's really a story of faith. My wife and I were talking about this because I knew that I wanted to talk about this story, and she wasn't really familiar with it. She went to actually a Catholic school growing up, and her focus was more the New Testament, not the Old Testament. And so it's kind of interesting tying into some of these old stories of the Old Testament and seeing how they might be relevant in certain ways to us as educators. See, Deborah, she teaches us something that every educator, y'all, needs to hear. See, leadership is not about position. It's about obedience. Deborah, she wasn't trying to be impressive. She wasn't chasing status. She wasn't demanding authority. She simply listened to God and did what he said. Now, as teachers, we lead every day, whether we want to or not, we lead. Now, kids look to us for stability, for wisdom, for things like courage, for calm, direction, and hope. But here's the thing: leading well, doing being a strong, effective job with leading, it doesn't mean knowing everything. It doesn't mean being fearless either. It also doesn't mean being perfect. Deborah shows us that leadership begins with hearing God's voice, trusting his wisdom, and acting with courage, even if you're uncertain. Also standing with others and giving God the glory. Sometimes God is asking us to step into moments that we don't feel ready for. Think about it. Sometimes we have to step into moments where we have to have a difficult conversation, or to deal with a hurting student, or a classroom challenge, or a leadership opportunity. Sometimes we're Barack, where we're feeling hesitant. Sometimes we're Deborah, where we're feeling steady. Either way, God is faithful to go with us. So let's talk about some practical classroom connections. Here are some practical ways to live out Deborah's leadership this week, y'all. Lead with wisdom, not impulse. Pause, pray, then act as a teacher. Also, be courageous in small ways. See, courage isn't loud, it's steady. It's standing your ground with grace. Also, speak encouragement like Deborah. Tell colleagues, hey, I'm with you. Or tell a student, I believe in you. Listen deeply, y'all. Deborah sat under a palm tree listening to the people. Great teachers listen before they lead. So listen deeply, y'all. Stand with others. Just as Deborah stood with Barack, stand with a coworker who might be feeling overwhelmed. Follow God's prompting. When you feel nudged to check on a student, encourage someone, or shift your tone, trust that it might be the Holy Spirit speaking that into you. See, Deborah reminds us that leadership isn't always grand. Most days, it's quiet courage. Well, as I bring this to a reflective closing here, y'all, I just want to say that Deborah's story, it tells us something powerful. See, God equips those that he calls. He does that for us. You don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the loudest. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing. God used a listening heart, a steady spirit, and a courageous woman to deliver an entire nation. And if he can do that through Deborah, he can use you in your classroom. He can give you wisdom when situations feel complex. He can give you courage when moments feel heavy. He can give you strength when you're tired. You are not leading alone, not at all. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the story of Deborah. Give me her wisdom. Give me her courage. Give me her discernment. Help me listen for your voice and trust. Help me to trust your calling even when I feel nervous or when I'm feeling unsure. Teach me to lead with humility and strength, to stand with others, to speak encouragement, and to follow wherever you lead. Use me in my classroom in the same way you use Deborah in Israel. As a light, a guide, and a servant leader. Amen. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. I hope you enjoyed our time together doing Sunday School for Teachers. This is still, once again, very new for me, being so open talking about my faith, and it's not easy for me. I don't know why it's not easy for me. It's as I gather my notes, as I kind of prepare, thinking about what I want to talk about. This story about Deborah really hit me. Just kind of lead, bring, be courageous, and be steady. And this bringing in this Sunday school for teachers is something that God was put in my heart, whispered to me that, hey, that I needed to bring into this Be a Funky Teacher podcast, that it needed to be a part of it for one day a week, that I needed to bring that aspect into it, especially for all that he's done for me. So I'm not going to get it right. I'm not going to get the names right. maybe I'll interpret a story wrong but I'm learning and I'm trying. And I'm sure enjoying the journey, and I feel so blessed and thankful that I decided to bring this Sunday School for Teachers into the mix of my Be a Funky Teacher podcast. I think it's something that it's made this whole experience, this whole journey of the Be a Funky Teacher podcast, even more fulfilling for me as I share it out for those who are listening now. So I want to thank you for your patience, your grace, and your love for the teaching profession, for students, and for all that you give to students, helping to make this world a better place through the students that you teach. So thank you. I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.